Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cato Kaelin is in studio with us. He's on fire here.
On fire! Oh, my God. I can't, Fox. You look great.
Oh, thank you. I've never looked
He's
better.
Lost some weight.
Really. Oh, my God, Fox. You look a lot like Chris. Fool in the house.
Woo! Kato.
Loving life.
That was a bad high five. We got to get better.
It's radio. Don't worry. We tell people it's a great high five.
You guys high five. We've been doing knuckles.
Doing knuckles?
Well, I actually do a thing called snails. You do like this.
Snails?
And you put two fingers out and go, snails. Try it. And snails.
I don't know that I like that, Kato.
No, try
it. Okay. You know, we'll give it a test drive and see what that does.
You know what? Forget that I said you're great on the radio,
dude.
Yeah,
he's terrible, right? Kato, so you are Mr. Comic-Con, right?
I mean, you
host a lot of these different... Do you go to every one around the country?
This is my... this is my second time around. It's my 24th city.
Yeah.
So I am... it's Wizard World. We're the largest traveling Comic-Con show, and we are the only one who has pop culture.
Yeah.
We have anime. We have us, DC Comics. We have Marvel. We have great actors here. I think Jason Momoa is here. I thought I saw him on my flight. I think.
Yeah.
The girls will love that. He's Aquaman.
He's
Aquaman.
Well, Thomas Ian Nichols was on with us.
Thomas Ian Nichols.
Nicholas. I said Nichols yesterday.
Get it together over there.
Come on, dude.
He actually invited me out with him Saturday night. You think I'd not screw up his last name there?
Yeah. No, God. He goes on my stage and does songs
for
American Pie. Great guy.
Right.
We love him. We love Thomas.
He sings the Stifler's mom song, which is good stuff.
And I'm just stiff. Yeah. Hey, Bull, Fox, where's Fox? You would have laughed at that.
Do you ever wake up, Kato, and not know what city you're in?
You know what? It's so funny you said that.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
Okay, yesterday, I was supposed to be in town.
Yeah.
Our flight got diverted. It was snowing here, so we had to go into Pittsburgh. So I started my day Wednesday, 6 a.m. I have not slept, and I don't do any kind of drugs or anything. I had one coffee, and 38 hours I am up right now, and I'm doing this.
Whoa.
And I said, it's been so...
you look good for 38 hours awake.
Thanks very much there. Dude, we have 7 guys in here. It's all gay radio. We love it here. No cover charge. Guys, get in free. So, 38 hours straight. And I was telling the lovely Krista that...
Who's definitely not a guy.
No, she's pregnant, and she has twins.
Yeah.
She has twins. We actually...
Do you really have twins, or is he kidding? Okay.
No, twins.
Yeah, congratulations.
She came here because she said you guys have free delivery. Seriously, Fox! Anyway.
Keep calling me Fox.
I know, I'm joking.
I wish I played football in the NFL. Are you kidding
me? That's right.
Oh, yeah, what, Fox? Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
I love football. Anyway, I have been up, and then I go right to the stage, and we do about... And tomorrow's like a 9-hour day. Today will be 6.
Okay.
So, and a 3-hour difference, so from L.A. to here... Really makes it.
Got to adjust.
Oh, God. It's tough.
I just got back from L.A. on vacation a couple of weeks ago. I stayed in Rancho Palos Verdes.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
beautiful.
Fancy.
That's a Trump course.
Fantastic. I did not stay at his course. I'll tell you that.
Oh, did you golf?
No, I don't golf. Oh. I stayed at Terranea. Do you know it?
Yeah, Terranea is gorgeous.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Right on the water.
It's fantastic.
Dude, you're on fire. That's
amazing. It was amazing.
Big bucks, dude.
They must have discounted packages. It was beautiful.
I have two friends that have stayed there. They had an incredible time.
Yeah.
Was it totally impressive? Because it's
amazing.
Sort of new, and they're trying to. They had a bad write up on Yelp, and now it's gone really. They must have read it. Now it's great. No,
it's fantastic.
It's like
amazing.
A 10-star.
The only thing that was weird about, well, not weird about it. The only thing that was, if I went back again, is that. When I want to go into L.A. to, do things, it's a little, driving through the mountains.
L.A. It's like a resort
right,
area
exactly.
completely. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And that deal on Yelp is they don't still have a hooker for a room, does it?
No comment. There you go.
Meanwhile, I just got back from...
Fox, look up on that one, Chris.
Meanwhile,
hooker.
I just got back from Mesa, Arizona. So I think we know which one is the fill-in host on this station and which one is the main host
I tell you, love Arizona. I love it.
I do
love Scottsdale, but I've not been to Mesa, but Mesa
can't afford Scottsdale there, Kato. I'm the fill-in host.
And I got a little place there. We'll talk.
All right. All
so
right.
I think I like you.
So, Kato, what are you doing these days besides, I know you were saying you got a sports show that you're doing.
Yeah, I got
Tell
a show.
Tell us about that.
Well, I've got a show with my best buddy of mine, and we grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So our entire life, if you're from there, and it's a lot like this area,
yeah.
Very Midwest, and you live... in the winter, you live for sports, obviously, and everything is sports related. And I grew up, my father's passed away, and so has my mom, but we had 44 tickets to Packer games. So I grew up with this this loyalty to a team, and I know what loyalty is to your teams of the Milwaukee Bucks, the Green Bay Packers, the Brewers.
Mm, yeah.
100% loyalty. And so when you grow up with that, it just becomes a part of you. Even though I live in LA, I have the dish and I watch everything Wisconsin.
That's cool.
And so my show is called Sports Hitters. We say what you're thinking. We push the envelope until you get paper cuts. So we know what people are shouting at their TV screen. We say it on our show. We get to swear, dude.
You're lucky. Yes. I'm just saying to you off the air, for 20 years I've been angry that I can't curse on the air.
And I listen to sport. I listen to you guys and all that. The whole thing, you guys talking about J.R. Smith.
Right,
that's amazing what happened there.
Well, you heard about the soup, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The soup, actually, he threw was alphabet soup, and it actually spelled out F-U. It was so much funnier in rehearsals.
K train, hop on the K train, people. He's in the house. It's the K train. Wizard World, Convention Center. You guys are in free. I'm comping. The man behind the booth with the headset not talking. Don't talk. Just do your job. You're invited too. Little B, you're in there
Little
too,
B.
dude.
What's the craziest thing that you've seen at Comic Con or Wizard World?
There's so many things that go on. We've had twice people have gotten married on my stage. So
really?
We had that get married there.
Did
we
you
have,
do it?
No, I didn't do it. No.
That would have been
ordained?
Something.
No, I'm not even ordained. I tell them not to get married anyways. it's not a good thing. Anyway, but no, it's a good thing if you're actually in love. Love's a great thing. I think every woman would love to be swept off their feet. I think it's the part when you put them in the trunk, they freak out. Anyways, I am kidding, people. Please. I think relationships are. I think relationships are the best in the beginning, where you haven't met yet and you're single. Yeah. Hey,
you're best in the beginning.
No. Yeah. So we were talking about weddings. Weddings, but there's a lot of guys that dress up that shouldn't be in the certain costumes they're wearing.
Oh, really?
Where it's the plumber,
like Fat Superman, and
well, no, they have beyond that. Yeah. We had a one of the Star Wars. It was a Star Trooper, but it was too big, and the plumber crack was showing.
Oh, that's not
and walking pretty. Beyond plumber crack.
Yeah.
So I got video of that. That was kind of exciting for me. I posted that. No, I didn't post it because I'm a gentleman. I don't do that. I am. I held the door open for a lady today. Speaking
of
being,
that proves it.
Well, yeah, that too. And plus, she screamed, "Hey, I'm peeing in here."
That's a good step. Good one.
I'm going to use this joke next year on the same show. You know, because I believe in recycling. Keith, I'm recycling every one of these jokes. You guys, Wizard World, though, has been keeps me very, very busy. Like I said, I travel probably twice a month to different cities. A lot of our shows are different time zones where it's tougher on us. But next 2 weeks, we go to Portland. So that's my time zone.
Right.
So
right.
That way I can get some sleep.
I take my son to this every year because he gets a kick. He's five, well, be five soon.
B5, bingo! I'm kidding.
Oh, man. I knew that was coming, actually. I could see him.
But he loves seeing he loves all the costumes.
Are you coming this week?
Yeah, I'll be there Saturday. Or tomorrow.
Saturday, okay, we'll take care of
2 o'clock.
We'll take care of a gift or two for your son.
Oh,
five.
Thank
Matter of fact,
I'm going to
give you something
awesome.
Right now. I think I'll give you a Zap.
All right.
Sticker,
I think
Zap.
Like that.
I'll give you a Kapow.
Chris, you want a sticker?
My wife will like
and
this.
I'll give you one back here called, it says Boring. No, I'm kidding. Oh, dude, I'm kidding.
Steve's a quiet guy over there.
I like Steve.
Yeah, he's quiet.
Quiet's good.
All right. We're talking with Cato, Kalen. Cato, we got to talk about OJ.
Is he here?
I hope not.
No, okay, good.
So for those who don't know the story, and there's probably some young people who don't know the story.
Millennials, yeah.
You were living in OJ's guest house at the time his wife was killed.
Right. I was in the guest house and the...
How did you end up living in his guest house, by the way?
Well, that's a whole long story because I was was much closer to Nicole, was my friend. Nicole, I used to live on the Gretna Green estate with her.
Okay.
So Gretna Green was not the Bundy estate. So when Nicole moved to Bundy, at that time, OJ didn't know me. And then he started seeing my relationship with the kids. And I was labeled as the babysitter or the pool boy. I was none of that. I was working a job. But the media just wants a story to... You know,
right.
So, and you can't really say, I defend yourself because the more you do that, the more people are thinking, oh, he must be this thing because he's saying he's a. So I'd rather just let it
go.
You let it go. It's like, I poo, whatever. Pick on me. It doesn't matter. So, and when Nicole moved, OJ said, until you find a place, I got an extra four bungalows to get a bungalow. And that was it.
Right.
And then rarely saw him because he was working NBC. He was doing, I think, Notre Dame games and all that. So it was just. my own entrance, and that's really the story. And I was actually looking for places to live.
Yeah.
While this all happened.
Could you have, I mean, thinking back, could you have, were there any signs at the time?
Absolutely not, nothing.
It's amazing what what he was and what he is now is still to this day hard to believe.
Yeah, it's amazing that he's a person that has just been entire life from USC on. He was adulated by people. He loved people coming up to him for autographs. And it's a very Shakespearean. It all ended. And he doesn't know that it ended because he's still out there seeking the autographs. And I think there's people that still honestly love him. I'm not one of them, but I think there's many people that do that go and say, hey, OJ, and they do his thing.
Yeah.
And then he was in Las Vegas and did his time for that crime.
Right.
And now he lives in Las Vegas. I have no touch with anybody in the trial. It's a thing where people say, you know, it's something you cannot do anything about. So I never talk about the past. I can only really care about what's going to happen in my future and everybody's future and make life better. And that's my whole, I think that's my aura, is I've always wanted to be light and fun. And I was in a very dark situation.
Sure. As dark as it gets.
Yeah. And I've never not been the same person.
Right.
And people can say, oh, this guy's imbecile, whatever they want to say. Mm. It was me being me and not imbecilic. I was just me. I'm not a guy. I really love people. I give people the benefit of the doubt. So when I was getting picked on, I was like, oh my God, I was I was raised in Wisconsin. I never saw that kind of behavior. So it was really different to me to have hate. I was like, because I never had hate.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was a athlete in college, high school and that. And
do you still deal with that on Twitter?
Twitter, only when I tweet things about my teams and I'm very passionate. I tweet really ugly stuff about the Bucks.
Yeah.
I tweet ugly about the Brewers and the Packers. And I'm really passionate. And then people go, that loser. And they all, I'm an easy target, but I will not change for the people making fun of me, because what I say, I'm not making this up. I'd say 95% of what I've said from the past on sports have all come true with people. I said, this guy's got to get out. I said, Jason Kidd is not the coach of the Bucks.
You had it first.
I had it. I've said it forever. Yeah. I said that we had a pitcher on the Brewers, Natale. I said, this guy is 0-for-9 in saves. Get rid of him. They waited until it was too late. We had one game we finished out of the Cubs beat us. One game. And
they made some good moves this offseason.
So far.
Got Lorenzo Cain. Got Christian Yelich. They should be better.
Yep. I know you lived it, but did you watch the series on FX?
Watched it. The New York Daily News hired me to write one article for it.
Really?
So I wrote an article for it. That article turned into 10. And it was because I enjoyed it so much. It was very acerbic writing, I thought, and just cathartic for me to actually. I got the screeners ahead of time. I watched them, wrote the article on them, and they loved them. The second one I wrote was on the cover of USA Today. Okay. So I thought, oh my God, this is just going great, because I could really get this out. And by episode 3, I said, there's too much Cato for Cato, because they start putting stuff in the show like, hey, I wasn't at that thing. I wasn't. Yeah. But it was off
rails. It wasn't accurate? The parts that you know.
The FX series was not accurate. It was excellent.
Yeah.
But obviously, it was TV entertainment. The ESPN series, excellent, won the Academy Award.
Yeah.
So now I can tell people I got an Academy Award. Supporting actor. I'd like to thank Bully Fox. I want to thank the guy behind They're Not Talking.
Well, come on. You were great in basketball, too. Don't sell yourself short.
Basketball, too. Is it out? No, I was in basketball.
It should have been a basketball,
too. Basketball was, I'll tell you about basketball, which is so great about that. My dream, one of my biggest dreams was, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Growing up, I've loved everything the Zookers have done. They're Milwaukee guys.
Right.
Well, You kind of go, kind of wish in your wish list, go, God, I wish I could be friends with the Zookers.
Yeah.
I become friends with these guys. Mm-hmm. Then David did my show, David Zucker, who did, if you guys listening out there, Airplane. The Zookers, of course, did the Naked Gun series of OJ and Nielsen. Yeah. They did one, I think, the most underrated, Top Secret, Val Kilmer.
That was a great
all
movie.
These films. And I said, now I'm really, you know, lunch, dinners with this guy. And he's a buddy of mine. And I'm just honored. It's like, wow. Because, you know, I think one of the best movies ever is Airplane. And it's like a classic comedy. He also did They started in Madison, Wisconsin with a thing called Kentucky Fried Theater. See how I do sports and then get an entertainment?
They do the Kentucky Fried Movie?
I do it.
Was that Kentucky Fried Movie? Was that
yeah.
them too?
Yeah, that's it. They invented the Kentucky that. Fried Movie. It was yeah. a theater group
okay.
in Madison.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Badgers.
It was a good movie back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah. It's all funny how because it goes.
That was like 70s,
that was cutting
right?
edge for Airplane.
Yeah.
And then 94, it was Dumb and Dumber, which David Zucker,
right.
he the Farrellys called David to see about
yeah.
how he could direct, what the tips he could give him.
Lance,
yeah, I have knowledge.
I just wanted one more thing, Cato, on OJ before we get back to happier stuff.
I'm sorry, what? I can't hear this.
You know, you were there the night. You were in the you were in the house the night that it happened, but you were so far away you didn't have any clue what was going on.
Yeah,
right?
I was in the guest house, so I was the witness obviously of the timeline.
Right, right, right.
So
and
yeah,
you testified at the trial.
Yeah, I was a prosecution witness.
Yeah.
And, you know, the jury made their...
Right. And we all watched it on TV. And you watching the
yeah.
Bronco chase with everybody
yeah.
else?
Yeah, not everybody else. My place is only so big.
So now... And now you're doing Comic-Con, and now you're keeping it light, and you're having fun, and you're meeting a lot of fans. Do you sign a ton of autographs of these things?
Well, for me, the difference is when you go to these shows, and you'll see tomorrow,
yeah.
I have an entertainment stage, and my entertainment stage, I'm the MC, and the MC,
okay.
we have talent from the Ohio area, from jugglers to music acts.
Okay.
And I'm sort of, picture me as Tyra Banks with a...
Yeah.
And,
sure.
So
I can see that. Yeah. yeah.
I'm
yeah.
a lot like that. Yes.
Striking. Yeah.
And I just bought her new wine, Chardonnay. Anyways.
He's like that. Yeah.
So I did the, so when I have that,
yeah.
I do pictures for free.
Right, right.
But I meet so many people, so many wonderful people. Every city I've gone to, it's just, I see it on the following on my social media.
Right.
Just great and great articles and meeting people like yourself. And everybody's really very kind. And,
do you schmooze with the other celebrities?
Oh, God, I know
you guys all schmooze
yeah.
together?
I've been traveling with them forever, yeah. So,
who's not nice in the group? Is there somebody that's a pain in the neck?
Thomas, I'm kidding. I love Thomas. I love Thomas. Thomas and it's
he's great. He was so nice off the air.
He's on my stage every time he performs a song or two,
yeah.
and he's great. So we love Thomas. I've done tons of radio. Tom and I golf together.
Right, right.
And so everybody is super, super cool. And my boss, real quick, his name is John Mata. John Mata was at the Warner Brothers for 30 years. He started the CW Network, and he started the WB. Now, John lives in L.A.,
yeah.
and I met John at a charity. And the reason I'm actually working there is John saw me at a charity having fun with people.
Right, right,
and
right.
He called me when he was doing the show in Austin and said, we want you to MC. And I couldn't believe he had my number, first of all. And
yeah.
It was because of one of the accountants, Leanne Spence, who just said, call Cato. Because she knew me from the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Name drop. And
well, who's the coolest person you saw at the Playboy Mansion? How many times did you go to the Playboy Mansion?
Oh, you have a calculator.
Wow.
That many
times?
Well,
no, Hef's my nice. Friend. Hef's the only guy you can actually say he's not in a better place. no, it's...
Okay, that was your best joke today.
That was a good one.
Oh, Hef's my buddy. Yeah,
he was in a... Yeah, Mike, what was that like? You want to give us a story from that?
Well, I mean, the whole thing about the Playboy Mansion is people think it's just the crazy... It's what you want to make it.
Yeah.
A lot of times I had girlfriends at that time. I brought them with me. So people go, why are you bringing a sandwich to the salad bar, whatever that is saying is. I said, because I had so much fun, a salad or, you know, that whole thing.
Hef
was, you know, at the time that I was going there, and then I went there hundreds of times, and it was great. And it got, when he started doing the girls next door, it started not, it was always great, but it started going down. When he had, like, the girls of the Big Ten, girls of the Pac-12,
yeah.
it switched when he did girls of the AARP. That's when I draw the line right
it.
There.
It
when your
over.
Bra size is a 38 long, that's where I draw the line. No,
on that note, it's Wizard World Comic Con.
I'm going to tell you guys
today.
At Wizard World. Hey, everybody that's listening to the show, I really want you to come down to Wizard World. Say hi to me. Give me a hug. I'll do a selfie with you, $500. And I mean that. I'll do it for free, $5,000.
Can I get one for free today?
Yeah, we're going to do shots with all you guys.
There you
go. Real shots.
Yeah.
No sleep.
We're all
sleep.
Getting hammered. After.
No sleep till Cleveland.
Are you staying up, like, all night?
Yeah, I got to go right to work.
And you're going right now?
Yeah.
And so you're not sleep. Are you going to sleep tonight? Are you going to keep
hope
going?
I so. I actually got a text from some... to meet. And
oh.
I don't think I there's no possible way I because tomorrow is the
let's
the
see if you can break the record
day. He wants me to stay up the entire time.
That's right.
Oh there my god. After this Monday I fly back.
Yeah.
Monday I'm trying out on the I'm gonna be at the combine. And
you What passing. Position?
Quarterback. I was quarterback in high
really?
School.
Really? A little short for a quarterback, no?
I'm quick. I was homeschooled. Anyways.
Cato.
Old joke I did.
Thanks for coming down, man. We appreciate
Dudes,
it.
Dudes, make sure you guys don't remember these jokes, because if I remember doing the show again, you're hearing the same ones.
Wizard World's Comic-Con, all weekend, convention center in downtown Cleveland. I'm going tomorrow, so it's going to be fun.
Oh, last thing I want to say.
Yeah.
And I'm begging you people, if you want to, begging you people to Instagram, it's at Cato, K-A-T-O,
yeah.
_ Kalin, K-A-E-L-I-N.
There's
no T. What is it?
Cato, K-E-T-O. _ Kaelin.
That's on Twitter and Instagram.
There you go.
And
very
follow
good.
Me. I do great, great, great funny stories on Instagram. You'll love them. Trust me. I laugh every day.
It's Cato Kaelin.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.